like to walk into 8 decades of Washington Redskins?
Wow, that's how you put that one in words, huh? Takes a minute to take it all in. I've been away from this for some time now, so to have that type of reception, sometimes you get so far removed you kind of forget, and then to see the people that you really grew relationships with and cared so much, so deeply for through the years, to see them here tonight is really it's a good deal.
Well, it looks like they're excited to see you, and you're quite a voice in this town. Talk to me about what it's like to still be involved with the NFL.
Well, I think that always being proactive, always having a voice and showing that there's more depth to us than just running and tackling and throwing footballs is very important. And so for me, I wanted to be more than that and work towards it. And you know, I found that it's very fulfilling having the opportunity to be able to keep in touch with the fan base and stay in tune to what's going on in sports topics. And it's really quite the challenge, but it's so fun to take it on. So it's just like playing the game. It's a new chapter, but it's something that you know, if you're up for the challenge, it's really fun to do.
Well, you were talking about reflecting on your career. Do you have one particular favorite memory as a Redskin?
Ooh, there are a few. Obviously, draft day was an amazing day. Such a memorable moment, getting your name called and coming to such a great city. Obviously, we're playing Carolina tomorrow. I always recall when our season got turned around, beating Carolina at home. And then we had a really good run after that. Missed the playoffs, but it was a good run. And then making the playoffs. I mean, I think that was that was one of those moments, because I thought I'd be in the playoffs every year when I got into the league. But it didn't happen that way. So getting to the playoffs at such a late time in my career was, and then to have a great game against Tampa Bay in the first round was really, really cool. So probably too memorable. Everybody would probably want me to say, yes, I hit Troy Aikman, but it was a crowning moment for the fan base. But you know, probably not one of my most memorable moments.
Thanks, LeVar.